So to try and help understand how somebody walks free when they did admit that they did this, we've got Rich Lenkoff on the phone. Rich is a partner at Bryce Downey & Lenkoff and co-host of Legal Face-Off on WGNRadio.com. How are you this morning, Rich?
Good. Lisa, to answer your question, I'm here to announce to your listeners that Legal Face-Off is getting the first interview with Bill Cosby.
That would be awesome. You know how many people you would click on that, would listen? Oh, my gosh. Who do you think is going to get the first interview?
I'm kidding. We can't even get Cockroach on our show. But I don't know. It's going to be a big get, of course.
I think that it might be Michael Strahan.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, I see him landing some pretty big interviews. So what did you think when you heard the news yesterday that he had walked free?
You know, I was surprised. I mean, I think like most of the world, I was surprised. I mean, I did know that the Supreme Court was considering the appeal. I've been following that story. We've been following it on our podcast. So I wasn't totally shocked, but the part that did surprise me, Lisa, was that they dismissed the case entirely. You know, I thought most likely they would rule on the issues they did, and I'm not surprised the way they ruled. However, I did not think they would throw the entire case. I thought they would remand the case and let the case proceed on its own without that evidence. So I was surprised about that.
So survivors of sexual assault took to social media very quickly to say how disappointed they are and cite that this is one of the reasons why people do not come forward or they wait too long to share their story because they feel like they're not being heard and people aren't being prosecuted. So in layman's terms, let me see if I understand this right. There was a prosecutor. He said, hey, look, Bill, if you tell us what you really did and you give us a deposition, we will not charge you. Years later, new prosecutor comes in and says, this is ridiculous. He deserves to be charged, charges him, he gets sentenced, and now they throw it out based on the technicality that those original statements that he made, pretty much admitting that he did drug women, are now tossed out. They weren't allowed in the trial, and he's free. Is that correct?
It's pretty much as simple as that, yeah. I mean, it's even more simple. It's we made a deal, and then you reneged on the deal. And the court said that that's not consistent with constitutional protections of due process. And you know what? They're right. I mean, I hate to say it, and you know, we all agree that Bill Cosby is a monster who should be in jail. But the fact is, he only testified. He waived his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination so that he could avoid criminal prosecution and proceed in the civil case. He gave that testimony knowing that he wouldn't be prosecuted. And then a new prosecutor, as you stated, came in and said, I'm not bound by that deal. Even though I recognize that a deal was made, I'm not bound by it, so I'm going to prosecute you. I mean, that's just, even though it's abhorrent to think that Bill Cosby is now walking and breathing free air, imagine if it was you, right? The Constitution is there to protect all of us. And the right way to think of it is, well, think if that was you who made a deal with the state, and then the state turned around simply because there was a new office holder and said, we're not bound by that. That is not fair. And, you know, he should be let free because of that, in my opinion. Now, again, you could quarrel with, and the court actually was a lot closer in determining whether that fact means that he shouldn't be retried. A more proper remedy to many people would have been, okay, let's throw out what we call fruits of the poisonous tree. That confession in the civil case is thrown away, but let's still proceed to trial. There's lots of other evidence, right? His confession isn't the only piece of evidence.
Right.
There's still the testimony of Andrea Compton, most importantly. Well, the court said that we're not, by a 4-3 majority only, they said we're going to throw out the entire case. And the reason they did that, Lisa, is because practically, how can you find jurors who would go into a new trial and consider the facts without knowing that he confessed? That would be very difficult, in my opinion. So that's why they held that way.
But, you know, what was really disturbing for survivors of sexual assault is that he came out and said, I've never changed my stance nor my story. I've always maintained my innocence. Thank you to all my fans, supporters,
right,
and friends. And the only really supporter or friend who stood up was Felicia Rashad, his TV wife, who quickly retracted what she had tweeted because she tweeted, finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected. And then it was just a matter of 3 hours before she came out and said, I fully support survivors of sexual assault coming forward. My post was in no way intended to be insensitive to their truth. Personally, I know from friends and family that such abuse has lifelong residual effects. My heartfelt wish is for healing. Because, of course, she got attacked immediately. It's like, wait a second. He admitted. We know he admitted to this stuff. So why would you rally behind him and support him? But
here's why. And by the way, she retracted after Ann Viv, everyone's favorite TV ads, you know, attacked her on Twitter. I was just discussing that issue a moment ago with my partner, Juan. And he reminded me, and it's interesting that she used the word residual in her statement. He reminded me that the reason that Felicia Rashad came out so in favor of Bill Cosby is, guess what? She gets residuals from The Cosby Show, right? And The Cosby Show has disappeared. Well, she's hoping that The Cosby Show is back on, so those residual checks resume. So she's got a financial self-interest in her statement.
A Freudian slip in a tweet.
Exactly.
What about Britney Spears, the Free Britney movement? I got to tell you, if I was Britney Spears, I would never get on stage again and make any of those hanger-oners a dollar. I would just go, no, I'm not working anymore. We saw her impassioned plea to the court, and then the court said that her father is still in charge. But is that independent from the court issue that was presented where she spoke passionately?
Yes, exactly. Okay. The ruling that came down yesterday was simply in response to another filing by Britney back in November asking for a trust company to be appointed. The court yesterday ruled that that trust company was not going to be involved in a conservatorship. It has nothing to do with a response to the plea that we heard from Britney. The court hasn't ruled on that yet, and they won't, because formally Britney's attorneys haven't actually petitioned the court for that. But what was interesting was that Britney's father, in response to Britney's plea, did file his own response saying that he is no longer has nothing to do with it anymore. And in fact, the conservator who Britney asked to be appointed only back in March, a female named Jody Montgomery, Britney's father said she's really in control now and she's responsible for all of Britney's complaints. So it's a real mess. And even Britney in her plea to the court last week said that even though I asked for Jody Montgomery to be appointed, I now think that she's part of the problem too. So
anybody who's getting a piece of that money is a part of the problem, you know,
exactly.
Because they're not going to walk away from the cash they're getting paid or they're earning off the back of Britney Spears. And I just have to ask this because this is something I discuss with my friends. There are a lot of people in the entertainment industry who suffer from mental illness. It seems like men go unchecked. It seems odd that this female performer who always appears young, she talks like a young girl, that she would end up in court. And for this many years, they would be dominating her life and telling her how to live while she's still out there. Able-bodied enough and smart enough to remember every dance move and every song and get on stage and hoof it every night and make a bazillion of... I mean, would they have done this to Kanye?
Exactly. Your point is very, very well taken. You know, I've worked in the entertainment industry for many years. I represent a lot of productions. And someone who's out front, whose name is on the marquee, someone who's, to your point, remembering all of the moves in a major Las Vegas production, that takes... you know, cognitive abilities. That takes a lot of decision-making. I mean, she's the boss of a major production. There's no way she needs a conservator. And, you know, you could tell within minutes in these conservatorship cases of whether someone needs one or doesn't. She doesn't need one. It's a massive scam that is being perpetrated on Britney Spears.
I'm glad to hear that I'm not the only person that thinks it, although you are able to articulate it much better. Because, yes, she should be in control of her own destiny. And in my opinion, is if she made $8 million last year, then if she wants to give $7 million away to a charity or to a person, I don't care. It's her money. She worked for it. Let her do what she wants with it. And that seems to be the issue. And as you know, it's the root of all evil.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so happy to meet you, Rich, and thank you, because it's very unusual that any legal issues would involve two major name celebrities in 1 week, but that's where we are today, and not usually something we dive into, but I appreciate your expertise.
Thank you so much. Happy to be on.
All right. Great to meet you.